Further job losses are ongoing. Based on gross domestic product forecasts, we project that the net decline in employment could exceed 30 million by the end of June. Heidi Shierholz, senior economist and director of policy at the Economic Policy Institute, wrote in a Thursday morning blog post. Shierholz noted that, as in all recessions, job loss in this recession is not being meted out equally. Many of the jobs in at-risk sectors are low-wage jobs, like those in restaurants and bars, hotels, personal services, and brick-and-mortar retail. That means low-wage workers are seeing disproportionate job loss. Paul Ashworth, chief U.S. economist at Capital Economics, told CNBC that the unemployment rate now appears to have risen to 23%. For comparison, the highest unemployment rate recorded in U.S. history came during the height of the Great Depression in 1933, when it rose to 24.9%. During the Great Recession, jobless claims peaked at 9.9% in 2009. Congress took action in March to shore up unemployment insurance by providing an additional $600 per week to those who have lost jobs for up to 4 months. One-time stimulus payments of up to $1,200 per individual adult have also been sent out to millions of people nationwide. Additionally, the government has attempted to protect workers' jobs through the Paycheck Protection Program, which offers businesses funding to keep workers on payroll through the coronavirus pandemic.